Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. Are you prepared for the tribulation that's about to come upon this world? Jesus forewarned us that tribulation would come upon this whole world, but not only that, Jesus forewarned us that tribulation would come upon the church. That's right, true Christians would be under tribulation. Now, it is true that in Revelation, the 12th chapter, it says that this great dragon, who is Satan the devil, pursues the woman, which is the church, and the woman is taken to a place of safety in the wilderness. But it also says that Satan the devil then turns his attention toward those true Christians that were left behind. That's right, there will be true Christians that are left behind and that will have to go through the great tribulation. But Jesus forewarns us of that so that we can be prepared for it. So are you prepared for the tribulations that shall come upon the world and upon the church? Well, in today's program, my intent is to help you to be prepared for the tribulations that shall surely come upon some in the church. Let's turn over to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, because here we have an example of where Jesus the Christ, the risen Christ, sent a letter to the church at Smyrna, and he was telling the church at Smyrna that they were about to go through tribulation, and this is how he prepared them. So please listen up, because this is how he tells us to be prepared. This is Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10. Jesus says, "Do not at all fear, do not at all fear what you are about to suffer." So first of all, he tells us, don't fear what we're about to suffer, but the fact is that we are about to suffer. And he says, "Behold, the devil will cast some of you, not all, but some of you, into prison. Why? So that you may be tried. And you will have tribulation 10 days. But be faithful even to death." See, God does not always deliver people from death. All of the apostles that we know of, with the exception of John, faced death by persecution for what they believed. So Christ is saying, be faithful even to death, and I will give you the crown of life. So here we see that Yeshua HaMashiach foreknows the future trials of his people, and therefore forewarns them of these future trials. He's not leaving us in the dark. He is telling us, plain and simple, that just as the church at Smyrna went through tribulation, that we also, in this end age, will go through tribulation, and some of us will be cast into prison, and some of us will have to face death. Are you ready? So he also goes on to say, Yeshua, not only does he foreknow it and then forewarn people of the future trials, but he forearms them against the future trials. In other words, he prepares them. So please, again, listen so that you can be prepared for the future trials. The first question, how does Yeshua forewarn the people of the future trials? He does that by saying very clearly, "The devil shall cast some of you into prison, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. That's how he forewarns them. He tells them what's about to occur. So he's saying the people of God must look for a series of troubles in this world. And you may be going through some kind of persecution now, but believe me, it's going to get much worse. Are you prepared? And the church at Smyrna, they had been impoverished by their tribulations before, but now he's warning them that it's going to get worse because they're going to be imprisoned, and some of them will even face death. But Christ also forearms them against these approaching troubles. And forearming them means that he prepares them in advance. Now, he does this in three ways. He does this first by his counsel, where he says, "Do not at all fear what you are about to suffer. Fear none of these things." That's the counsel that he gives us. Don't have fear. Have courage. And then secondly, He forewarns them or forearms them against these approaching troubles by saying that their sufferings would be limited, because he says the devil will cast some of you into prison. So not everybody would go into prison, but some would go into prison. So some would have to suffer, but not all. And evidently, only those who were best able to bear the suffering would be those who would go into the extreme parts of the tribulation. And then he also says that the sufferings would be limited in a sense that he says that your tribulation will last for 10 days. That means that these sufferings were not to be perpetual. They were not to last forever, but just for a set time. And here where it says 10 days, the implication is that it would be for a short time, thankfully. And we know that in the future, it talks about the Great Tribulation being for 3.5 years. So that is a short time, relatively speaking. And you can compare the use of the word 10 days as a short time in Genesis chapter 24 and verse 55. And we'll come back to this term, 10 days, shortly. But then the third way that Christ forearms or prepares his disciples for the troubles is he tells them the reason for the suffering. That's when he says, the devil will cast some of you into prison, and you're going to have tribulation 10 days, but the reason why is so that you might be tried. That you might be tried. In other words, their imprisonment, their suffering, was not intended to destroy them, but instead to test them, so that their faith and their patience and their courage might be proved and improved. God always wants us to get stronger, to have more and more courage, to have more and more faith, and to have more and more patience, waiting for God's perfect will to be worked out. And so now let's talk about the 10 days. The 10 days are most likely a reference to the 10 years of persecution by a Roman emperor named Diocletian. And this 10 years of persecution that Diocletian fostered upon the church occurred from 303 to 313 AD. And for these were the persecutions of Diocletian, these were the last state-sponsored persecutions of Christians in the Roman Empire. Shortly thereafter, the Roman Emperor Constantine became a so-called Christian, and he stopped the persecutions of Christians and actually made Christianity the official state religion. Now, you might be asking the question, well, how can you say that the 10 days are likely a reference to 10 years of the persecution of Diocletian? Do we have any biblical, scriptural precedents for saying that 10 days can equal 10 years? And the answer is yes. Since it is usual in prophetic writings, and since, after all, this is the book of Revelation we're talking about, which is a prophetic book, then 10 days can easily be supported as 10 years on the basis of several day-for-a-year precedents in Scripture. One example of this day equaling a year in Scripture is found in the wanderings of Israel in the wilderness for 40 years. So let's turn over to the book of Numbers, chapter 14, and verses 33 through 34. This is in the book of Numbers, chapter 14, and verses 33 through 34. And this has to do with the 40 years of Israel wandering in the wilderness. God says, your sons shall feed in the wilderness 40 years and bear your fornications until your dead bodies have wasted in the wilderness, according to the number of the days in which you search the land, you shall bear your iniquities. 40 days you search the land, therefore 40 years you shall wander in the wilderness, each day for a year. Now, that's the first time that we see that day for a year principle. Another example is when Ezekiel was told by God to lie on his side for a certain number of days as a representation for how long Israel and Judah would suffer persecution. So this one is perfect here. This we can find in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 4, and verses 4 through 6. This is in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 4, and verses 4 through 6. God says, "Lie on your left side and lay the iniquity of the house of Israel on it. According to the number of days that you shall lie on it, you shall bear their iniquity. For I have laid on you the years of their iniquity according to the number of days. Lie on your side for 390 days, which equals the 390 years of their iniquity. And when you have fulfilled them, lie again on your right side, and you shall bear the iniquity of the house of Judah 40 days, because their iniquity lasted for 40 years. A day for a year I have set for you." So that's a second example. So in the mouth of two or three witnesses, we have it established that there is a scriptural precedent for saying that 10 days equals 10 years. So this persecution that the church was about to suffer in Smyrna was for 10 years, and most likely it was the 10 years of persecution by Diocletian from 303 to 313 AD. But like we had said at the beginning, Yeshua the Messiah foreknows the future trials of his people. He knows beforehand what's going to occur. So therefore, he forewarns his people of these future trials. He tells them in advance of these trials that they are going to occur. And he does that so that he can forearm us against the future trials. In other words, he wants to prepare us before they come, so that when they come, we are ready, that we can have the faith, the patience, and the courage to face these trials, to be bold, to not deny Christ, but to proclaim Christ boldly, to say, "I have served the Lord for however many years. The Lord has done nothing but good for me. I will not forsake him. I will support him. The Lord Jesus Christ, he is the one and only Lord of my life." And that's how we need to be prepared. So I hope that you feel like through this program today, you have been prepared for the future trials that will surely come upon true Christians. Take comfort and courage in these words, for these words are the words of life. And I thank you for joining me on this program. I hope you'll join me on the next program, because then we're going to finish up our discussion about the letter to the church at Smyrna, where God goes on to say, "Be faithful to death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death." That is all important to understand, that we might be hurt by the first death, but we will not be hurt by the second death. No, instead we will have the crown of life. And oh, how I look forward to receiving my crown of life. And I'm sure you also look forward to receiving your crown of life.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.